Well, here we are in another Neil's Minute. And I was sitting in my chair here in my shop with the door open, looking across at our mountain that's outside our home on at Freedom Flats, because it's not a mountain that I live on. And the reality of living life with Christ is always such an incredible adventure. Such an incredible thought to walk with the one who created all things, to quote, hear his voice, whether it's actually hearing or not, I have no clue, because he lives inside us, so he speaks from inside us more than he does. Well, I can only remember twice where I thought his voice was outside and surrounding me. Anything that I believe is a communication from God, whether it's in words, pictures, or questions that come to my mind, I consider those God's voice, because I know Dana's voice sometimes can be shared in silence. She can just look at me and raise her eyebrows or smile at me, and I know the thoughts behind it. So I guess I've kind of adapted that, since we're a copy of that. God says that we are joint heirs with Jesus, partakers of the divine nature, elevated, seated him with heavenly places. It's like wherever he is, we are. So many times I perceive things, and I just know they're from God. It's not a matter of audible or unaudible. But the other day I heard something that I didn't really want to hear. I was talking with God about the end times, because I've taught so many young people, and they all want to study Revelations and all want to know about the end times, and so you end up spending a lot of time in those scriptures. And the one scripture that has always bugged me is, how can there be a last soul to receive the truth? How can it be possible that there is a moment in time that no one else, there isn't another person on earth that's going to receive Jesus? So God took me on a little adventure in the spirit, and I was standing in this outside area, and I was listening as this, it was a young man, probably young, maybe 30, was receiving Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He was really, there was a heart transformation. I'm not one who believes in a sinner's prayer as much as I am, if you truly believe in your heart that Jesus is saved, you're going to talk to people about it. You're going to share it, so that's confessing it before men. But anyway, that's a side note. I knew that this guy was giving his heart to the Lord and going to walk with the Father. And at the moment that the transformation came in this guy, Jesus spoke to me, and he says, "It's done. That's the last one." And I went, "What?" You know, I've read it, and I've talked about it, and I use it, but yet the finality of it had never hit me. So when Jesus has taken me on the journey, and I'm seeing this happen, and I hear myself go, "What? What do you mean that's the last one? There's got to be one more." And Jesus showed me the hearts of people. All the rest of the people who are around in that area, there wasn't a single one who in their heart was ever going to believe in Jesus. The truth had become so buried in the society, and there had been so much false advertising of who Jesus is, and there had been so much done to cause people to hate his name, that this person was the last one. He's the last one. And I've been thinking about that off and on since this happened to me. It's been maybe 2 weeks, I guess, really. Maybe longer than that. But it just, it comes to my mind when I'm sitting by myself, the last one. There is a last one, which just speaks volumes to me. You know, he says this is the last one. But it speaks way more than just this is the last soul that will receive me. This is the last soul who will accept the real truth. This is the last person who has any semblance of conscience left in them, who would recognize sin and who would recognize righteousness. This is the last one. And the reality of that statement is way deeper than just it being the last person before God closes the door. Because when the end comes, it's just going to be the most incredibly nasty, and yet the most, for me, the most incredible moment of seeing Jesus face to face, to actually knowing that the enemy is judged and he's put in a cave for 1,000 years, and I'm going to be with my Jesus. People are going to have a chance to see Jesus for who he really is, without the devil lying to them, without religion lying to them. And today, as I was baptizing my grandson, Simon, who had came to me a couple months ago and says, Grandpa, I want you to baptize me. I want to get baptized. And so we kind of waited for it to warm, and then a bunch of stuff happened. So today on the 4th of July, I baptized my grandson, Simon. And as I'm baptizing him, the thought comes to me, and I knew it was Jesus reminding me, there's going to come a time when no one will do what Simon is doing. There's going to come a time when there will be no more time. It will end, and I'm coming back. And so the rest of the day has been spent for me, no matter what I'm doing, I can't get away from the reality that the end is coming, and everything in the book is going to be true. We already know that because we've seen so much of it already proven true. There's very little chance that the rest of it won't be true. Even without Christ, it's pretty evident. But I have Christ, and I know. I know my Savior. And I know the words that he said are true. I know that the things that are written are true. I know the things that he's still speaking are true. If people who are called by Jesus' name don't come back to the place of relationship with God and with Jesus and with Holy Spirit, there's going to be a lot less people in heaven than there should be. There's going to be a lot less people walking with Jesus who could persuade one more soul to receive Jesus. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come back, but I know he's coming back, and I don't think it's that far off. But that scares me to think that there is going to be coming a time when all of us are going to be accountable for what we call Christianity, and God's going to show us whether we were religious or whether we were in a relationship. Because there is a judgment seat. God is going to ask you questions about, how did you show the world that I am? There is going to be a place where we're going to see whether we really were ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ or not. There is going to be a time when we're going to give account for not making disciples, for not going to the lost, for not healing the sick, for not casting out demons, for not raising the dead. There is coming a time that as I baptized my grandson today, I am so filled with joy that it's not going to be from my family that the last person received Jesus, because I think I'm getting close to all of them, seeing all of them saved, not by me, but by the Lord. So I guess I'm going to leave you with that thought. Who do you think is worthy of going to hell? Who do you think it's okay not to tell? Who do you think it's okay not to disciple? How will it affect that moment when God closes the door? And how will you be affected in that moment when Jesus says that was the last one? And some of your friends and family are standing outside, and you know that they have not received Jesus or have not had the opportunity to receive Jesus. Thanks for loving me. I'm looking forward to more conversations with God. There's been a bunch of them lately that I have not recorded because I'm not really understanding all he's saying. More to come. Blessings.